Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I'm so glad you have joined with us. It was Team Melly. Hey, Team Melly, there's Colleen and Tammy, Tess, and Debbie. I'm glad you're here, you guys. Thanks for joining with me. So we're going to talk about the chapter 18 of the End Time Study. And I would really encourage you to go back and watch maybe some of the other ones. If you haven't seen those, it builds a foundation so that you have all the pieces of the puzzle to understand this one. But we're going to be talking of some about the stars today. So I think you're really going to enjoy it. But this one's pretty much an easy one compared to some of the other ones that have been really so highly symbolic and difficult. So who's ready?
Me. Ready.
All right, let's do it. I'm going to share the screen and see if we can get to the right place and let's do it. Yay! If you guys are new, this is my website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. And I have tons of videos over there to help you piece together how this is biblical. This is what we do. What we're experiencing worldwide is really the Great Awakening that the Lord promised to us all these years ago. The wise men, the minor prophets told us. This is my book about the minor prophets. They told us this day would be here when we would awaken and we would cast out these evil ones, and that's exactly what we're doing. So just be encouraged that this is the Lord has this. He knows the end from the beginning. And he has this all planned out for us. This is the book, though, right here, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace, that we are doing the study guide on. Like I said, we're on study guide number 18. We're really moving along. Yes, who's got their book with them? I've been working on getting the study guide ready. So here it is, right here. End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. All right. It's end times for them and a thousand years of peace for us. Can you imagine, girls? It's gonna be so wonderful. Peace and health and wealth. I can't even wait. I'm so ready. All right, so this is when you go here to the videos, you see the categories. You'll go to small group study and you will see the other ones that we have done right here. You'll scroll down. We've done all these. We've completed 17, and now here today we're on number 18. So soon I will have the study guide ready for you guys to go and pick it up and do it for yourself, because what I'm realizing is that it's one thing for me to talk about it. It's another thing for you to read the book, which is great. And it's also great for you to read, to listen to this, to the audiobook, which is right here on freedomforce.live. There's the audiobooks. But it's really, I think it's going to be so helpful when you actually get a book, you write down for yourself what the verses, write down the answers, and I think it'll help to congeal this in your mind. Put it all the pieces of the puzzle together. All right, so let's get started. Today we're talking about basically this heavenly sign of God's wrath. What in the world could that be? The book of Revelation is chock full of heavenly signs, or it calls them in some versions heavenly wonders. And back in the day, I didn't know what that was about. But if you remember, the wise men saw the Bethlehem star, and they knew that our Lord Jesus was being born. And so they got on their camels months and months ahead. Months they had been following this. They knew 7 generations actually before, and they went. And that ensures the world, our Lord Jesus was being born. In the same way, we are seeing the heavenly signs that are telling us that this is the day of our deliverance from these evildoers. Here is the beautiful sign of the Son of Man that our Lord Jesus told us to watch for. He says, when you see this sign of the Son of Man, he said this in Matthew 24, he says, you will see the Son of Man coming in power and glory. All the earth will mourn, and he will send forth his angels with a mighty trumpet blast to gather his chosen ones from the four corners of the earth. He has fulfilled all of those, and that's why we're seeing all this happening on the earth. It's actually 7 years ago, coming up this September. Kind of cool. All right, so here we go. Let's get started. Deb, would you do that first portion right there and reading chapter 15, verse 1?
Yes, do you want to raise that up and make it the whole screen so people can see it better?
Well, I'll try.
I don't know.
Is
That's
that is that
oh,
better?
that's great. That's great. Just like the on verse 15 right there. Then I saw in heaven another marvelous event of great significance. Seven angels were holding seven last plagues, which would bring God's wrath to completion.
Very good. Actually, I need to correct that. That's actually verse one. Thank you. That made it confusing. All right. But yeah, so this is very strange. What in the world could these seven angels be holding the seven last plagues? But it's a marvelous event in heaven. And I think when I first read that in the past, I would think that that was happening like in heaven where grandmother is, right? Right. Not in, not in the heavens, not in the starry heavens. Okay, read that first little couple sentences, Deb.
Just like the plagues God sent on the Egyptians and set the Israelites free, the Lord is using these plagues to deliver us too. Revelation 15 as a whole shows us the seven final plagues in a beautiful heavenly sign.
Yep.
So
Yep.
that
Yes, and then that
the
verse right there. Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So remember that I'm sure you guys all remember back in the day where the Israelites were in the, suffering under the oppression of the Egyptians, and they were crying out to the Lord, just like we are. Lord, deliver us from the evildoers,
Yes.
deliver us from evil. And the Lord did, but in a way that they didn't really, it wasn't their favorite because all these plagues affected them too. And that's what is happening with us. We're experiencing a lot of these plagues, the COVID and all these things that are exposing the criminals, revealing all this. It's also, it's having an effect on us too. It's a lot of mayhem, a lot of deception. When the truth comes out, they fight back. And so it's been really tough. So you can really feel like, understand how the Israelites felt, but the Lord was using that to deliver them. So just keep that in mind so you try not to get too frustrated. All right. I wonder, do I have a I don't think I had a picture of this on here. So let me see. All right. So Tess, would you answer no question, read question number one and see if you can answer that one. And I'm probably going to look for a picture while you're doing that.
Okay. Seven angels is another way of seven saying seven stars. Which constellation includes a small constellation of seven stars? So would that be the, how do you say that? Pleiades?
I think
Pleiades? Taurus.
I say
Or
Pleiades. Pleiades.
Pleiades? Yeah. I'm
Pleiades.
not really exactly sure how to say it, but that, yeah, Pleiades, I would say.
Pleiades. And I'm going to get a picture real quick here because that just reminds me. I probably need to add that in to the
Study guide would be helpful.
study
Yeah.
guide. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, here's a
I'm
here.
just finding all the star things so fascinating because, growing up, how the devil hijacks everything that's, good. So, they hijacked it with the astrology. So everybody thinks if you do anything with the stars or wherever, oh, you're doing the, and so I
Devil's
never
work. It's
really,
the devil, right?
yeah. And so I never really got to really learn about all the stars. I always found the stars beautiful, but and so now learning about all that is just so fascinating to me.
Yes, I agree. You and me, I guess we're probably grew up in a very similar situation. We were told, do not look at the stars.
Yeah.
Were you?
Well, it's, they hijack things. And so they turn to this astrology thing where they, oh, the stars tell you that you're going to have this today. And so then
Right.
everybody's like, oh, that's witchcraft. And so then you don't really,
Right. Which we're not doing
you're
that. We're
purified.
not.
So,
Yeah.
right.
Right. Exactly. We're not using it for horoscopes at all.
Right.
But if you don't understand the stars, then you're going to miss out on the understanding revelation. And clearly,
Yes, absolutely.
the wise men were watching and they knew, how to track the stars. And that's how they found our Lord Jesus. What were you going to say, Tammy?
Actually, isn't this constellation Taurus?
Yes, this
Oh, okay.
course.
That's what Pleiades, I think, was the next question.
Okay, so
I'm sorry.
the
Yeah.
answer to the
I was
question.
so excited I
Yeah.
got it, and then it was like,
Yeah.
wait
So,
a minute. You're right. Which constellation actually includes a small constellation of seven stars? Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Yes,
Yeah.
yes. So it is actually Taurus. The answer to that is
Taurus.
Taurus. There's
I'm
Taurus
like,
right
oh.
here. And so right here in really kind of in the heart of Taurus, it kind of looks on his back on this picture, but it's really in the heart of Taurus is the seven stars. and I don't know if it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. It basically, it is seven stars in the real picture and the real, in the real heavens, and is right in the heart of this bull. So in the past, I've talked about the Taurus, the bull, and biblically, what does Taurus, the bull, represent? Does anyone remember?
Well, he's the Lord Jesus, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yes. In what role would you say? Because when you think of a bull.
Yeah. Coming out.
Right. Judgment. Yeah.
Say it again.
Judgment, right? Judgment.
Yeah.
Punishment.
Yes. You don't want to get in the way of a bull.
No.
A raging bull.
Yes. On a rampage. Mm-hmm. Destroy the evildoers. Yep. Yep. Okay, so that's really, you know, if you haven't seen this before, you guys, you might look at my video called the Heavenly Storybook. Mm-hmm. And I go into each of the constellations and what they mean. It's a beautiful biblical sign. They're just, each constellation represents part of God's word. Mostly they represent Christ, where Orion is our great champion. Our Lord Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. You know, all these different ones have a different meaning. And so Taurus is our Lord Jesus coming on a rampage to destroy the evildoers. And look what's in his heart is these seven stars. So that we'll let you go ahead and answer number two, Tess, since you answered it already. What's the name of that smaller constellation?
How did you say it? Pleiades?
Pleiades. It does not look like that at all. It doesn't look like Pleiades at all, but it is. It's called Pleiades.
Yeah, I can see it though with the A, Pleiades. Yeah.
Pleiades. Okay. So Pleiades is that's a little constellation right here. It's called the Seven Sisters, right here in the heart of Taurus. Okay. It's inside that constellation is this grouping of seven stars. And it's also in the very same, what is the word? Placement as the original seven churches that were founded in what is modern day Turkey. If you look at them on a map, they actually form the exact same constellation as the Pleiades does, as those original seven churches, which is pretty cool. So that tells us this is his heart. The church is in his heart. He is protecting us as he is destroying the demon worshipers. All right. So number three, how does this major constellation symbolize Christ? I just kind of answered that. Right. That he is our protector. He is the one who's going in on a rampage to destroy the evildoers. So
I love the power. I love the picture of power here,
yeah,
the power and authority of coming in on this raging, rampant bull. And it gives me hope because I know how powerless I am and how powerful he is.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Amen. And actually, you know, one of the things I've been working on, everybody, is I'm working on a summary. It's going to be in the study guide. I'm probably going to add it to the book also, is a summary of the entire book of Revelation, a kind of an outline. And so you go through, and it's really a great way to look at it, because you see that from time to time, they stop in the book of Revelation and just say, we got to give praise to the Lord because he's able to do this. He's able to save us. He's got the power to save us from these people, from these criminals, these creepy criminals who are filled with demons. You know, because if it wasn't for the Lord, we would be toast.
Yeah.
It would be over. So yeah, I love that. Thanks, Deb. So question number four. How does the smaller seven star constellation symbolize those who love the Lord?
Well, you said that they were in the form of the early churches, the early Christians. Do you think it's a throwback to how he loves us and how he cares for us?
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely do. Definitely do. I need to get a picture of that and put it in the study guide also, so that you can, you know, visualize that. It's actually in the original book end times and a thousand years of peace. I go in and I show the constellation, and comparing it there. So, the church is, that's his heart, that his great love for us, and to compel him to do that. So where is, question five, where's the smaller constellation located? What does that tell us about the Lord, how he feels about his followers? Like, I already answered that.
That's what I was going to say.
I got way too ahead of myself. I get too excited too quick. All right. So, but it is in the study guide. All right. So Tammy, number six, shout that one out.
Okay. I saw before me what seemed to be a glass sea mixed with fire, and on it stood all the people who had been victorious over the beast and his statue and the number representing his name. They were all holding harps that God had given them, and they were singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord God, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nation. Who will not fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous deeds have been revealed. That's 2 through 4. Yeah. And do I read the question?
Yeah. So what was the question? Yeah.
What song are the patriots singing about in Revelations 5:15-3-4? And how is it similar to the struggle the Israelites experienced when they were delivered from Egypt?
Yes. Yes. So, well, they're singing this
song of Moses.
They're singing the song of Moses,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is basically this: great and marvelous are your works, O Lord, the Almighty. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Who will not fear you, Lord, and glorify your name? For you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous deeds have been revealed. So basically that's, you know, and they have the song of Moses, that they were the great deliverance. So, that's the song to sing right now.
Amen.
That's the song to sing.
Same thing we do when we've experienced God's presence and hand in our lives, and he delivers us from some problem, and we trust him and we praise him for his mighty acts. And, Amen. You know, and we thank him for what he's done. And we Amen. Sit on his promises and thank you for his rescue and things like that.
Yep. 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 I still sitting, just I'm so thankful, you know, that the Lord has delivered us from, like, you know, Debbie's my sister. Wave, Debbie. Everybody who, you know, we were praying for our mom, and the Lord led us on what we could do. She went to prescribinglife.com, and she is now well. She couldn't even get up off the couch. She was in such pain. And so she's all fixed up, and she goes everywhere. We just went on several trips this year, and she can walk and walk and walk and walk and walk. I mean, this is praise you, Lord, that you are the great deliverer. He delivers us from our enemies, our health enemies, our all these enemies. The Lord is delivering us, and we'll soon be, all of humanity will be set free. All of humanity, we're going to see great deliverance for all the world. What a song to sing. So that's what they're singing. And praising that he's destroying the works of the devil.
Amen.
I mean, this is, I don't know if that's something that's really focused on, that he's destroying the works of the devil. Let's all just continually in our ecclesia and our church, let's focus on, you know, Lord, you are alone, are able to deliver from those who hate us, literally hate us. So why are they singing that song? Even though, humanly speaking, the cabal holds most of the positions of power, God's people know what in verse 3 and 4?
He alone will save us. And a lot of times, even, you know, when people, and they say, why are you smiling? This is happening. And I say, what's up is down and down is up. And this is telling me it's all happening now. You know, right? It has to happen. We have to see a lot of this happen. A lot of us just weren't aware, and it's all being brought to the forefront. But we win. God wins.
Yes.
So I'm singing praises for that.
Amen. Thank you so much, Tammy. That just speaks faith that the Lord is this is the day of our salvation. You know, each of us has seen so different things in our lives that have really built up our faith. And we've learned to trust the Lord. And it's been, you know, it's that was practice for this day. right? So that we can speak that faith and say, the Lord has delivered us here and here and here. And this is where he's delivering all of humanity. So I continually say, just ask and you'll receive. The Lord will deliver you. Ask him. He knows the answer. And I don't know exactly when he'll give you the answer, but he knows the answer. And you seek and keep on seeking, and he will guide you through. He will. Just have that song of deliverance in your heart, the song of Moses in your heart. All right, Colleen, do me number 8.
All the world will revere the Lord as the Holy One. Everyone will worship him and know he has judged the wicked. The tabernacle of testimony will be opened. What is the tabernacle of testimony / Ark of the Covenant / Mercy Seat? Think of how dangerous the Ark was in Raiders of the Lost Ark movie. Verse 5, then I looked and saw that the temple in heaven, God's tabernacle, was thrown wide open. The 7 angels who were holding the 7 plagues came out of the temple. They were clothed in spotless white linen with gold sashes across their chests. Then one of the 4 living beings handed each of the 7 angels a gold bowl filled with the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from God's glory and power. No one could enter the temple until the 7 angels had completed pouring out the 7 plagues.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, Colleen. Yeah. The way that I had understood or been taught about end times was that there was going to be this gigantic war on earth, and that someone who didn't believe in Christ was going to be killed. And they were all, you know, and there's going to be just world war, nuclear holocaust. And that's what Armageddon was going to be. And that was not accurate. The truth is that Armageddon is on those who worship Satan. Not the people who are brainwashed, not the people who are prevented really from really understanding about Christ. It's about the evildoers. This is what this battle is against: pure evil. That righteous humanity, people who want to have goodness and peace and fairness and all justice, we're all together fighting against this evil that has taken hold and controlled the government systems, caused all the wars, controlled all the medical things, that like the pandemic, all these, this is who we're fighting, right? So this is what these 7 angels represent, the wrath of God. They've got these bowls of God's wrath. Where did that come from? It came from that we prayed, Lord, deliver us from evil. And this is his answer. To destroy those who are destroying the earth, as it says. All right. So, when it talks about this mercy seat, it's talking about this in this verse right here, that God's tabernacle was thrown wide open. What is this talking about when you think about the tabernacle of testimony, the Ark of the Covenant, and the mercy seat, like the Raiders of the Lost Ark? What is that bringing up in our minds?
Judgment,
right? God's law.
Yes. Anger, justice. When I think of the Ark of the Covenant too, and the mercy seat, I love the word mercy. I've always loved the word mercy, but I feel like to believers, it's mercy for us, right?
Yes.
That's where the blood was poured to save us, but it's also to save us from them, and they're going to be judged, right? And yes.
Amen.
Punished.
Amen. Amen. Exactly. It's 2 sides of the same coin. It's like, yeah, the mercy of the Lord is to deliver us from these creeps. Yeah. And so it's thrown wide open. This judgment on the earth is thrown wide open. Yeah. So these angels have these golden sashes. You know, the holy angels is really what it's talking about. And they have this amazing job to do, which is we're working alongside the angels to expose these creeps, these evildoers. And this is what they absolutely hate, is when we expose them. That's going to be our next chapter, is all these bowls get poured out on them, and they absolutely hate it because we see them now and we're exposing them. That's the, you know, that's why they constantly ban us from social media and ban us. We're going to arrest you. Literally today, they said they were going to arrest extradite Americans who said anything about what's going on in England with the riots. They're gonna, really, you dude? You're coming to America to extradite us? They can't stand it when we expose the truth, you know, and they're trying to make us out to be the criminals when we call them out. Just like today is the 10th of August, 2024. Susan Wojcicki just supposedly died, and she was one of the ones who was trying to desperately to stop some, all the YouTube channels, all the Patriot channels that were exposing the truth. They hate it. And because it's exposing that they have been doing evil, and they, that's what they can't abide by. All right. So yeah, that's exactly it. The Ark of the Covenant. Remember, y'all remember the movie, the Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Huh?
You know, and, yeah, and don't look at it, right? Because that Ark of the Covenant was dangerous. And that just, you know, sent out, you know, just fire to, and it basically consumed all these people who were looking at it. Well, basically that's, it is dangerous because it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, as the Word of God says. It, the Lord's judgment is serious. And I'm very glad to be on the side of the mercy.
Me too.
that mercy seat is a beautiful thing. It has the blood. Oh, as we've seen on the movie that the video I did about, what was that I call it? The Ark of the Covenant. When I can't remember what I called it, but if you haven't seen it, go and look at it, you guys, because it appears very strongly that the Lord Jesus's blood literally went onto that mercy seat because it was underneath where our Lord Jesus was crucified. And when this soldier pierced him and the blood poured forth, it went into this crack, and underneath was the mercy seat. Our Lord Jesus's blood anointed the most holy. And so his blood has been on the payment counter for our sins. And so no doubt about it, our sins have been remitted, removed, and as far as the east is from the west. But on them, it's the judgment, the opposite for them. Very scary. Very scary for them. All right. So no one can. Go ahead, Deb.
Do you have any idea if any of these plague bowls have been poured out so far? Do you think we're in the middle of that?
Yes.
Place?
Yes. So yeah, we'll get to that. I think that's on the very next lesson, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Right. But yeah, so that's why they're screeching. That's why they're so angry.
Okay.
And that first one is the first bowl is sores. Well, you know, and maybe it's a symbolic of sore. It's like it's chapping their hide, basically. When we expose them, we are, you know, or President Trump exposed them, or Bannon, or, you know, whoever, you know, whatever we're doing to expose their crimes and their lies, that just, makes them so angry. You know,
well, I was thinking about even Bannon being jailed right now is waking people up to the unfairness and the two-tier justice system, right? That this is not really freedom, about the way people are being treated. So I don't know if that's the same thing, but
yes, yes. Anything that exposes them and their crimes just really upsets them. And because they've always been able to do this under the cover of darkness, and all of our lives, everyone's basically believed the mainstream media and believed what the government was saying and believed, you know, the doctors and believed all this. And all of a sudden they realize we don't believe them anymore.
And well, there's a new video out about the money kickbacks for Planned Parenthood for all of these body parts of the baby. And so people are waking up and understanding these things are real. This is not just a story. These things are really happening.
Yes, exactly. And that's really the bowls. You know, they get more intense and more intense. You know, when we first, we we first started getting some of this truth out, it was just, oh, that's just a conspiracy theory, whatever. And now, you know, more and more people have seen this evidence and it's clear, you know, and we don't buy into the narrative anymore. And so that's what's really upsetting to them, because they realize that once we all realize, or at least a high percentage realize, then we're going to cast them into prison. That's the point. And it's a stirring up, and we're stirring up humanity. They can think of a bowl where it's stirring and they realize, oh no, the gig is up, because judgment is falling on them because the truth is out. That's the picture.
All right. Isn't it crazy though? Like, I think back when I first really woke up, you know, I think everybody always knows there's corruption in government, because there's been corruption in government since the Bible, the beginning of the Bible, you know, it's always been there. But I think that when I first woke up and really realized the evilness in every single thing, the media, the pharmaceuticals, the social media, you know, they strategically place the people in every single part of our lives. And once you realize just how big and evil it is, then when you read Revelations, it really opens your eyes to, thank you, Lord, that your judgment is coming upon them, because it's so massive, you know.
And they're
waking more people up, you know, just waking them up and letting them, let those veils come off the scales come off their eyes, so they can see that evil and, you know, be ready to stand against it. And if they're not, hopefully they'll turn to God during this awakening process, you know, and seek him.
Right. But it says that they still continue to reject the Lord. We see that over and over and over in Revelation, that even though this happened, they still continue, refused to repent of their Satan worship. You know, because
that's that brainwash, man. It goes deep.
Right. Deep. Well, and it's to be honest, it's even worse than brainwashing, because they literally taken in demons.
Yeah.
You know, I think I have hope for people who are brainwashed. But if you've had taken in demons, then that's the unpardonable.
It's hard to break free of that.
There are some miracles in God's word where demons were extricated, but it's not, or exercised, whatever you want to call it. But that's not the norm. Normally, they it's the unpardonable sin that they've rejected the Holy Spirit and they've taken in demonic spirits. I mean, and then the demons control them, literally. Yeah. Control. It's just it's a bad, bad deal. But yeah, so actually one of the last bold step is where it's talking about the kings of the East. I mean, we're going to talk about that next time. But, you know, this is the thing that they're so upset about, is that we're the kings of the East. We are going to rule this earth. And they, like, just like the wise men came and when Christ was born, they're realizing we're the meek are going to inherit the earth. And that chaps their hide. That makes them so mad to think that we're going to inherit the earth. They have stolen it fair and square. It's theirs. It belongs to them. Yeah. They own it lock, stock, and barrel. And they, you know.
And have been ruling it for quite a while. But that's about to come to an end.
Yeah, and they're so mad that it's the whole thing is melting in front of them, crumbling. All right. So I think we already talked about question 9. What does the ark being opened, revealed, indicate? Forgiveness and salvation have been available to everyone who repents, but the cabal refused to stop worshiping demons. Mm-hmm. That's like what Colleen was saying. They, you know, this forgiveness is there for us, but it's judgment for them. Yeah. All right. Number 10, 7 angels. Okay, go ahead and read that. Whose turn is it? Deb, is it your turn? Go.
7 angels were coming out of the temple. Who gave the 7 bowls of God's wrath to the angels? That's Revelation 15, 7 through 8.
Right here.
It was the living creatures. Then I looked and I saw the temple in heaven. God's tabernacle was thrown wide open. The 7 angels were holding the 7 plagues and came out of the temple. They were clothed in spotless white linen and gold sashes. Then one of the 4 living beings handed each of the 7 angels a gold bowl filled with the wrath of God who lives forever and ever. The temple was filled with smoke from God's glory and power. No one could enter the temple until the 7 angels had completed pouring out the 7 plagues.
Awesome.
That's 5 through 8. The living creatures, that are those the four creatures we see, the man, the ox,
a lion, and a snake, an eagle.
Yeah. That's confusing to me. I don't understand that.
Okay, I think I might have a picture of it on here. Maybe not. Okay, I need to probably add that picture on here. So, because it was on a prior chapter, but I probably just need to.
It's in the book in that chapter, but it's so small I can't see it. I can't understand what it. It's right there.
Yes. Well, let me just see if I can open it for you guys, because I think it'll help. Let me see if I can get my, y'all see all my goodies in here, the guts of how we make all this happen. Okay, Lord, show me where that file is, because I think this will be helpful. And I'll try to make it a little bit bigger. Okay. Okay, there it is.
Ideas.
Now, is that big enough?
Oh.
There you go. So this is exactly what Debbie was showing. What page was that on, Deb, in the book?
It was on 168.
Okay, page 168 of End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. This is the encampment of the Israelites in the wilderness for 40 years. This is always how they would encamp. And all of the tribes of Israel had a flag. So if you were looking for your people, you would know to look for your flag. And you would also know, for example, Judah was always in on the east side. And then Dan was, it's kind of funny the way they have it sorted out, because north is over on the left, but whatever. Dan was always on the north, Reuben was always on the south, and Ephraim was over on the west, okay? So if you imagine, it's millions of people. How are you going to find your people? They have to have them organized, right? And where are the tents going to be? And especially because they would pick up and they would move, and wherever they would go, they would have this same setup wherever they would be. They weren't just all in one big clump. So what's so cool, when I finally figured it out, I'm like, what is this strange creature with the face of a lion and the face of a man and the face of an eagle and the face of an ox? And it's God's people, the encampment. If you notice right here, here's Reuben. He's the face of a man. Can y'all see that little, I'm going around it with my little pointer. And then Judah is the face of a lion. And Dan is the face of an eagle. And Ephraim is the face of an ox. It's God's people encamped around the Holy of Holies to worship the Lord, all in one big circle. And it's also kind of like the Maseroth, the heavenly stars, that each of the tribes represents a constellation. And so all in one big circle. You know, I got to go to Scotland, and you see all these, and I don't have it in here with me, but I know you have the all the circles. I think those are like the Ring of Brodgar, all these different circles you see all over Scotland, Ireland, and England. I think those are there as a reminder of our heritage in the Israelites. That is our heritage. And if you look at the beautiful Celtic cross, and some of these are in the ground like this on these giant stones. There's a giant cross, and in the middle of the cross is a circle like a Celtic cross, and that is showing that our foundation is the tribes of Israel, and that's inside the cross. I think that's just so cool. I never had realized that before. All right. But yeah, so basically when you talk about, when we talk about this passage here, it says the four living beings. Now, is that question a little bit farther? Are we getting ahead of ourselves? We're getting a little bit ahead.
I was trying to figure out those beings were the same as the beast.
Yeah, so they were the ones who gave the bowls, yes, of God's wrath to the angels. So basically what we're saying is God's people have filled up these bowls of wrath and given them to God. How do we do that? When we pray.
Right.
Lord, deliver us from these people. And since the beginning of time, God's people have been praying to Lord, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from those who would just are doing all this evil to us. We've prayed and we've prayed and we've prayed, and we're waiting on the Lord to deliver humanity from these creeps. I mean, there's no place on the earth that's unscathed. You look at what's happened in Africa, you look at what's happening in Venezuela, you look at what's happening in China, you're just everywhere you look, it's like they're everywhere. Lord, deliver us from evil. And so we've all, whatever tribe we're from, whether we're the physical progeny or you know, grafted in, either way, we've all been praying this same prayer to deliver us from evil. And so this is basically a picture of the four beasts, as it was saying here, the four living beings or the four living beasts handed each of the seven angels a gold bowl filled with the wrath of God. In other words, when the Lord looks at whatever they've done to us, he's saying, destroy them. He said, I will promise you, I'm the Taurus, the bull, I will come and I will destroy them. You just don't hear that in modern church. You just don't hear that.
You know, it's me and a couple of my grandsons are doing, we started July 1st and we're reading a chapter of Psalms every day. And then we have a little group text and they kind of post what their favorite verse was and what, why, you know, what awesome. It means.
Terrific.
I love hearing from the voice of the children. You know, it's just their minds are so pure. But one of my grandsons, he's only 11. And of course, you know, Psalms is all about your enemy attacking you and praying
yes.
for God to save
yeah.
you, to
yeah.
save you, you know?
Yes.
And he said in one of his little texts, he said, you know, Nana, I think what's wrong with a lot of Christians today is that people don't fear the Lord. They're too worried about fearing Satan and they don't fear the Lord when the Lord is the most powerful and he can take Satan out in the blink of an eye.
Awesome.
And I was just like,
awesome.
How amazing for an 11-year-old to realize that, you know? And he says, and I think he's fixing to take out Satan in a big way right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, you are exactly on the spot.
Oh, that's awesome. You're doing something right.
Yeah.
Nana, whatever they call you. That's awesome.
Nana.
Nana, that's awesome.
But it's just amazing for me to, you know, hear that from my grandchildren.
Yes.
Their minds. It's
yes.
awesome.
Yes.
And I said, you're right. God is fixing to do a Red Sea moment in this world.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And it's in response to our bowls of prayers.
Right.
Not just ours, but for time immemorial that we've all been praying, Lord, deliver us from evil. And so we hand those. God's people symbolized yeah. here. We are, that's, you know, whether you're from Judah or Issachar or Ephraim or whatever tribe you're from, it doesn't so much matter. But the point is, all of us in unison are saying, Lord, deliver us from evil. And we give them, the angels, these bowls, say, do the job because we can't get rid of these people. All right. It's awesome. Okay. Who are the golden bowls of wrath intended for? We just talked about that. Obviously for the New World Order cabal and their minions, those who refuse to repent. Right. And we talked about the four beasts representing. Who do they represent? No, it talks about these four beasts various times. Revelation 4, 6 through 9, Revelation 5, 6 through 14, Revelation 6, 1 through 8. These four beasts. And so, yeah, we are, you know, we're the good beast. we're the good animals that the Lord has not like the evil beast in Revelation 13. All right. So anybody have any other thoughts on that before I move on? Does that make sense? Everybody, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we've anything to add. All right. The significance that the four living beings have the bowls of God's wrath again is because it's our prayers
right.
that have filled up these bowls and then the Lord in response is going to answer those prayers with destroying these evildoers. All right.
The point that you make in the book that I love is that it says our prayers perfected by the Holy Spirit are the basis of God's punishment for evildoers. And I thought that you said that so
perfectly. I did say that well. That was good. That was great. I come up with that. That was good. So no, exactly. And the great thing is the Lord's going to, yeah, he's going to answer these prayers. He's going to pray. Yeah. He is going to answer these prayers.
We forget about our prayers being powerful. We forget about the fact that God is empowering the prayers of his people. He's inhabiting the prayers and he's perfecting the prayers by the use of his Holy Spirit. And they are going to be a tool, an instrument that's going to free this world.
Yes. And if you think about it, we're filling up those bowls have to be full. And I think our prayers have really, in the past several years, have ramped up because, like what Tess was saying, we realize who we're fighting, that it's everywhere. Media, you know, all these, they're literally demons who run all these things. We're like, okay, Lord, save us from all these evildoers who are lying to us. All right. Question 14. Whose turn is it?
Tammy.
Colleen. Oh, is it Tammy's? Okay, go.
Okay. What does it signify that the temple was filled with smoke from God's glory and power? Let's take this opportunity to praise him for his awesome power, which he is using to rescue humanity. It kind of answers it in the next sentence. For me, it's filled with his glory, with who he is. He's there. He's present. He's for us.
Amen.
The time is now when those bowls start.
Yes. Pour it out. Buckle up. When they start peeling off, you're like, okay, are they hiding somewhere? Because they know what's coming. And especially with this coming so quick with, you know, they have you ever seen an election where they did a coup in the middle of the election cycle to remove someone because they knew he was going to lose? And now they replace it. They only wanted to replace him with this Kamala. It's such a joke.
It's like, they're for democracy.
I think this is all a test. I don't think she's going to make it all the way through. I don't either.
Yeah.
And so, we'll have to just watch the show and see. But just think of how many times have I posted lately, this is the end of the D party. And I really think D is short for not so much Democrat as much as it is the uniparty, the demon party.
Yeah.
And I'm not
the
saying
Democrats.
Right. Well, and it's not even just the Democrats. I mean, it's the Republicans hate President Trump as much as the Democrats.
Oh, yeah.
And so
the same bowl. They're all.
Right. Yeah. And you get on the Trump train or it's going to run you over. Because we're going to have our country back and we're not going to be run by these people who hate us and use all this for themselves. So yeah, this is the verse. Where was it? No one could enter. Okay, here it is. The temple was filled with smoke from God's glory and power. Mm-hmm. It's a picture of thank God that he has the power to do this because we've tried, you know, and he alone can do this. I just praise him. I thank him. That he loves us and he's going to rescue all humanity. And we're watching it. Can you believe that? We're watching it in real time. Thank you, Lord, you've given us the eyes to see it. Isn't that
true? Well, you know, I think about how many generations have gone through evil and you know, kept thinking, is this the time that God's going to save us? Is this the time? And then now we're really seeing it. And I'm thinking, how blessed are we that we are here to experience that? Like, there's a lot of people who wanted to experience that, who's gone on, you know, for generations. But this generation, we get to experience that. And how exciting it will be to see a revival, like, just spread like fire through the whole world.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. Gosh, and we're seeing with the African-American community, because they're waking up and realizing that they've been misled and they've been used, they've been lied to, you know. I think even the Hispanic community is also. All right, we're going to pray. And I think Tammy was right. I don't think we prayed at the beginning. You were right, Tammy. You're always right. I hate that. Okay. Anyway, we actually had a meeting before this where we had prayed. And so anyway, bottom line, the Lord was with us to help us to piece this together, as he always is. We're always in a spirit of prayer, right, you guys? And just asking the Lord to guide us by his Spirit. And where two or more are gathered, he is in our midst, no doubt. He inhabits the praise of his people. He inhabits our gatherings as we talk about him and praise him. Basically, this whole thing was a prayer, really. really. It's just we're always praying as whenever we're speaking about him. So let's pray and tell him thanks. Thank you so much, Lord. Again, we praise you and thank you that you are the king of this world, that your blood has purchased all this for us. Thank you, Lord, that your blood anointed the most holy, that ark of the covenant that is mercy for us, but judgment on them. Thank you, Lord, that you have used us to fill up those bowls and that you are answering our prayers to destroy those who are destroying the earth. Lord, I thank you that you are going to set the entire world free and that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. Thank you, Lord, that we won't have to tell our neighbor to know the Lord, for we will all know you from the least to the greatest. What a blessing. Thank you, Lord, that you are that amazing Taurus the bull coming on a rampage, and that we are Pleiades in your heart, that you are protecting us and that you do everything for us because of your great love for us. We thank you and we praise you. I thank you for my wonderful team, Melly. I thank you for our Freedom Force Battalion. Lord, we are here at your service to do whatever you want us to do. Make us the bold truth tellers. Lord, we put our trust in you, and we know that you will guide us on what to do, what to say, to whom to say it, whatever. And we trust that you will awaken whomever you please at whatever time. And we're not going to worry about any of it. We're just going to be faithful and obey you and trust you with the results. And we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, guys. I love you so much. I hope you guys have fun. Freedom Force Battalion. I hope you love that. And if you haven't watched all the other ones, you need to go back and catch up with them. They're also over on Rumble. Here's where my social media is. You can check it out right here on the Rumble, and you can watch all of them and catch up and make sure that you really understand end times, because we're here. It's time. And check out my audiobooks. They're right here, as well as the books over on Amazon for $2.99. And you can share them, you can email them to people, and they can get the wonderful news. We've been told to tell the good news of the kingdom, and it is really good news. All right, guys, I will talk to you. Let me see if I can find the little button. All right. What I normally say, you guys, I've said it 1,000 times. I love
you.
I say I love them. I've already told them I love them. I love you guys. I'm so thankful for you guys. And we will talk to you later.